from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. IS kills 20 in Baghdad. More than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad on Monday. Islamist State terrorists claimed responsibility for two attacks just after the bombs exploded and amidst an Iraqi offensive in the IS-held city of Fallujah just west of Baghdad. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah. Fallujah has been held by ISIS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah is a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, you know, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah as they did in Ramadi.
As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. While some 800 people have managed to escape, thousands have not. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Meanwhile, the plight of innocent civilians is the order of the day for Syria as well today. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamist State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey.